All of these different PARP inhibitors, they have different side effect profiles. They can be metabolized somewhat differently. And it's important to know some of their unique characteristics. With olaparib, I'm hopeful that the capsules are going to change to tablets soon, and that's going to make the GI symptoms easier to deal with. Importantly, I found that my patients who take the medication with at least a little bit of food do better. And there's been some reports about after taking the capsules, trying to stay away from too sweet of food or spicy food. Or the other thing there is, so you can take antiemetics if you need to as a preventive measure. So that's certainly very important with all these agents. All of the drugs cause anemia about 20% of the time. You may need to do a blood transfusion. Usually my trigger for a blood transfusion is a hemoglobin of 8. Then I'll transfuse. And the rucaparib is important to note because it can be associated with increases in creatinine and increases in liver function tests. And it's not clinically significant. It's not that the drug is causing toxicity to the liver or the kidney. It's more that it's involved in one of these transport vehicles. So it's very different in terms of the side effect profile. Usually we think when we see these things go up that it's actually a toxicity issue to the organ, but in this case it's not. So you can monitor that. And you don't need to dose reduce unless it's clinically significant. So if somebody has grade 2 LFTs and they're not symptomatic, you can follow that. Also with rucaparib, there's neutropenia. It's important to monitor for neutropenia. And with all these agents, there can be some rashes too. But I think with rucaparib, one of my patients who's been on that drug has had issues, like dermatologic issues. With niraparib, we've already mentioned it, can't mention enough, is the thrombocytopenia. And that drug's also associated with neutropenia and anemia. And the other thing with niraparib is hypertension. I think it was about 10% hypertension rate. So just familiarizing yourself with these drugs is good.
We've been talking about the thrombocytopenia that's been seen with niraparib. Have clinically significant bleeding episodes been observed?
I haven't had that experience with my patients.